The challenger, Amy Hart, helped coordinate Jim Young's Green Party bid for the governor's office, and while mayoral races are nonpartisan, she says her Green Party affiliation may work to her advantage. Stevens Point is the county seat for Portage County, where 6% of voters voted Green in the primary race for governor.
In the city of Stevens Point, it's about 15%. And in some of the wards, it's as high as 30%. And so looking at that, and that's during a partisan race where people were willing to step forward and say, you know what, there's other ideas out there, and we're going to support that. So I think that bodes really well for people who are ready to have some impact at a local level.
If elected, Hart says she'll try to make city government more inclusive. She wants to recruit members of the growing Hispanic and Southeast Asian populations in the city to serve on city committees. Her top priority is to increase efforts to control urban sprawl. Incumbent Mayor Gary Westcott is a former local radio newscaster. He says his top two priorities are managing cuts caused by the state budget deficit and homeland security.
Stevens Point is not high on anyone's high list for a terrorist attack. But this community, like other communities, has to prepare for what's called the ripple effect. What if electricity were interrupted in the state of Wisconsin or in the Midwest? What is the city's plan? We, of course, have to make sure that the city's water supply is safe and protected. I mean, there's just a myriad of things that we have to continue to prepare for.
Westcott says as a two-term incumbent, he has the experience to make those preparations. For her part, Hart says she's had a lot of positive response to her campaign from people of all ages and walks of life. She says despite her Green Party membership, even the college Republicans on the UW campus have endorsed her. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.